You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
The Manchester attack has put the spotlight on the British Libyan community from which the bomber came. The areas of Manchester raided by police since the attack include those where the government's anti-terrorism strategy Prevent has been active. But there are claims that warnings about Salman Abedi's extremist views voiced 5 years ago were ignored. Our reporter Sangeeta Maiska has been talking to British Libyans in Manchester.
In an Arabic restaurant in Rushholme, a predominantly Muslim suburb of Manchester, the talk is of the vicious terrorist attack that has stained this city.
I was very scared, I was very upset, angry, and I worried for the families that were looking for their loved ones.
Shonda Abdul Malik was born in Tripoli, but made in Manchester. Her family fled the Gaddafi regime when she was a baby. Families like hers helped make this the biggest Libyan community in the UK. It was also the place that the Manchester bomber, Salman Abdi, and his family had taken refuge.
How dare he tarnish the names of the Libyan community that way? The fact that he was Muslim and he had possible links to ISIS and it was hijacking my religion once again.
The community here is complex. Its members hail from numerous Libyan cities and regions. Abdul Latif moved to Britain from Benghazi 15 years ago and says the turmoil in Libya has produced private splits in this discreet community. Broadly, between those who believe Libya should be a secular state and those who wish it to be an Islamic one.
In 2011, most of the community, they become together against the Gaddafi regime. But unfortunate, things went wrong. So now we have fighters, which is called ISIS. We have lots of fundamental Libyan group. We have foreign fighters in Libya. So we are in mess, to be honest.
Abdul tells me that protecting young people here and extremist ideology there can only be achieved with help from central government. And what's on offer isn't, he says, enough.
I don't think that the British government is doing enough to protect the young Muslims and to prevent them of getting involved in any kind of brainwash or persuading, especially in the social media, who's dragging them or persuading them to become a terrorist.
At a multi-faith vigil in the city centre, I meet the senior imam at Manchester Central Mosque, Imam Irfan Christie. Among others, it is his job too, as Abdul Latif puts it, help stop the brainwashing. The imam is employed by the government's controversial Prevent programme to deliver anti-radicalisation training to teachers and students here in the city. He rejects claims that it alienates the very people it seeks to protect.
Honestly speaking, from my perspective, having worked in this field for a number of years now, I can't see any fundamental flaws. What I can see is clear objectives.
Claims have now emerged that a community worker reported Abdi's extreme views to the authorities more than 5 years ago. Other reports suggest that he may have had links to an ISIS recruiter here in Manchester. Imam Christie says that this is worrying, but not a reason to abandon the strategy.
If somebody has reported and that report has not been taken seriously, it's not been escalated where it needed to have gone, then of course, serious questions need to be asked. If there are issues with practice, if there are issues with people who have, made mistakes, then let's have that conversation.
Does this kind of criticism have an impact? And if so, what do you do about it?
I'm hoping that it won't. I'm hoping that people will still remain. It could be people actually thinking, you know what, we've missed this guy. We'll make sure that we don't miss anyone else in the future.
The Home Secretary has said the Prevent strategy will be reviewed, but has given it her overall backing, telling this programme that it has stopped the radicalisation of hundreds of children and young people. Back at the restaurant in Rushholme, Abdul Latif reflects the hopes and fears of many in the British Libyan community here.
I can say yes, I have some worries about this, but I'm sure this will not be for long, because everybody will discover that we are united and we're going to fight this all together.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Bowen, and I'd like to invite you to download my new series about the Middle East. I've been reporting from the region for more than a quarter of a century, and BBC Radio 4 has asked me to reflect on the major events I've covered in that time and to recount some personal stories and experiences. You can listen on the Radio 4 website and in the iPlayer Radio app, or there's a free podcast you can subscribe to if you prefer. The series is called Our Man in the Middle East. There are more details on the Radio 4 website.